Yo, what's poppin' and why? You already know it's your host, Mr. Kate Gav, with a new podcast, NY Certified, trending stories, hot topics, everything going on during the week. Little recap, we going in. Hit me up at Mr. Kate Gav on IG, TikTok, X, or wherever you get your podcast, NY Certified. This week, big protests at Columbia University and universities around the country. People are really, really, you know, protesting the whole thing with the Israel and the Hamas. You know, students got arrested. There was student arrest, and basically they got letters from the colleges saying that the students was also suspended. So a lot of people protesting things that's going on across, you know, the country, you know what I mean? That people are protesting across the country, what's going on across the globe. And people are, you know, it's just crazy because you hear about missile strikes and, you know, this and that and things, you know, what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. And it's just so much going on that, you know, people that is over here in this country, you know, they're trying to protest and do things, but sometimes it's just, I don't know, you know, they had certain walkouts and certain things, but sometimes, you know, it's just so much going on, you know, it's just so much going on. It's just very hard. It's very hard for people that's feel helpless, you know, they over here, they feel like they can't do much, but try to raise awareness or try to, you know, disrupt people's lives to spread, you know, shine on this, that, yo, this is something that's going on, it's important, but, oh, man, a lot of people being affected. I forgot which protest was it before, but, again, people was protesting and people was, you know, getting disciplined. Weinstein case overturned this week. A big story. Harvey Weinstein. I seen articles talking about he was, you know, released and then he was in the hospital and this and that. Whole bunch of things going on. You know, I was watching wrestling this week and, you know, they said something about, you know, Tony Khan was on, you know, a television show talking about WWE's the Weinstein of wrestling. He was the Pepsi. And I was like, like, you know, with things going on and I don't know. I just, I think a lot of people have said it before, like, just anything that has to do with that, just don't even mention your competition. Don't even mention, you know, certain things, and that's, I think, a clear case of, like, something that, especially this week, it was like, when he got released, and this and that, I don't know, I think that's, a huge story this week, but, you know, a lot of people feel, you know, one way about it, and then, you know, you got a lot of people that, you know, just stay quiet about certain things. New York. Mother charged in the death of her 6-year daughter last year. You know, I heard this story and it was just so disturbing. It was just so sad, you know, when I heard this story. And it was just like the girl was in the closet or something and tied and this and that. So, you know, my prayers go to that little girl. We even probably covered it on the show. If it, you know, happened like that, made the news. But our prayers and condolences just go out to that child and the families and everything. you know, this week, this month, I should say, is Child Abuse Prevention Month, which I think is a very, very important month. Like, I just think that's so important. That's what these awareness months should be about, you know, things like that. You know, children being hurt, 6-year-old, you know. There's a story right now of a 1-year-old baby that died this week that supposedly had visible trauma. You know, and I hear this story and I hear Child Abuse Prevention Month and I hear these things and I just, it upsets me so much. I'm so upset when I hear these stories, especially of these children that can't defend themselves and can't, they're the most vulnerable. And they're being killed and hurt, you know, so I really do feel like Child Abuse Prevention Month is so important. I think so many more people should know about it. Now, I think if you see a child being abused, you know, if you see, you know, there's a difference, you know, between a parent, you know, talking to their child a certain kind of way and just verbally abusing them, you know, or somebody, you know, disciplining their child and then someone physically abusing them. Like, I just think this is just totally different things, you know, emotional abuse, mental abuse, verbal abuse, all the different types of abuse. But I just think with these children dying and these people getting and these people hurting these children, I just think that's just such a important month. Man killed by his dog out in Longwood. 41-year-old man. I read briefly through it, and they saying that, you know, dog was really not taken care of well, and I guess he just, you know, it was a bad dog or this and that, but it was just like he would keep it caged up, and this is like not even trying to train the dog or nothing. Like, then if things like that is out of your power, it's like sometimes, you know, you should just get rid of the pet. Get rid of the dog. You know, this man, you know, I think they said the dog was biting his throat and this and that. Like, crazy story when I heard that. I was just like, damn, that shit don't sound right. You know, a dog killing its owner, you know. But again, it was just totally, you know, a bad situation. MTA cleaner up on 242nd was pepper sprayed
by a woman. Like I said, a lot of people have to be very, very careful, especially in a lot of different places. The employees, we talked about an MTA conductor getting stabbed in the neck one time when they pulled their neck out, their head out. You know, we got all different stories of, you know, people getting hurt and assaulted, bus drivers, you know. So you gotta be very, very careful. This situation, MTA cleaner, you know, it's just people just doing things. I just feel it's just so crazy, bro. Like, you don't got nothing better to do with your life. Nothing. And then the MTA cleaner, who that person bought? Woman, male, whatever. What they doing? They going to work, minding their business, and they getting pepper spray. Come on, man. They looking for a woman on the Upper East Side, a little young thing, drives into a man after an argument or a fight or something had happened. This, and again, these things, we talk about it over and over on all the shows that we do. Arguments, fights, you know, people trying to highlight, like, you know, there was a girl that got stabbed and killed because dude tried to highlight her and she did not want to take his advances or whatever. You know, but there's things, you know, now this girl, you know, she on the run. You know, they looking for her. And they looking for that vehicle. I forgot what's the making. I know it was a white car or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, for what? For a little argument? For whatever you was going through? It just don't make no sense. People who's getting killed and ran over and this and that. Come on, man. Parks employee this week arrested for forged license plates. You know, they really coming down on those fake license plates, forged license plates, paper plates, all these different things. Now they gonna have the new tolls, the congestion pricing begins June 30th. June 30th is going down. All the different companies in different places going downtown, they will be charged fees and fines, and there will be 50% off for low income. Again, that's 50% off for low income when it comes to the congestion pricing. And, you know, school buses and other things that will be exempt from the congestion pricing that will be going on downtown. They talking about it's going to change, you know, the way things are. There's some people say it ain't going to change nothing. Like, it's literally going to be as crowded and as flooded as ever. They just going to get the money off of it. That's all it is. It's not going to, you know, hinder people from going downtown or this, that, third. Probably there'll be a lot of people that'll stay downtown. They'll take their trucks and their cars and they'll just leave them downtown. They like, we ain't moving that no more. When you drive, we just gonna drive around there. It's going down. So you already know. Man hits two 12-year-olds in the face. You know, I know these kids is bad. I know these kids got a mouth on them, but damn, he just hit two 12-year-olds in the face in Brooklyn. I think they looking for him. You know, I just think, you know, it's just crazy. You know, I've been hearing these stories. You know, women was getting hit in the face. And then I even think somebody got hit over the head with a hockey stick. So it's going down. Be very careful. Wherever you at, whoever you are, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's people just, it was women and it's just randoms, and now two 12-year-olds is going down. So definitely be careful and make sure that, you know what I mean, you tell your kids and you tell people, yo, watch out. There's people getting smacked in their mouth. You know what I mean? Oh, you walk around, you got a little lip on you, watch out. Somebody might smack the taste out your mouth. They got people walking around. Central Park. Sighting of a large coyote. Like, yo, you gotta be careful. Be careful. Like I said, if you think it's a dog, you're like, oh, that's a little dog over there. That shit is a coyote. You know what I mean? Like, watch out. It's going down. Be careful. It's not even a game. Also, Central Park. A man was robbed by three men, at gunpoint, Central Park. And they said that the man was just taking pictures. You know what I mean? Three dudes ran up on him. So, you know, you got to watch out for getting robbed in Central Park. You got to watch out for coyotes in Central Park. You know, while you there, might as well just go to the zoo in Central Park and just make it a deal. You know what I'm saying? Just go on a horse ride, even if they even have them no more. Like, I be seeing those dudes on the bikes that they give the people the tours on the bikes and they have the music. I'm like, yo, how y'all even making money, bro? Like, granted, it say like $5 a minute. Like, so 5 minutes, that's $25. Like, damn, bro. Like, for a 5 minute drive, that shit just, it sound like, you know, you beating people over the head with that one. But I guess people want to take 20 minute bike rides. You already know, rideshare driver carjacked by three in the Bronx. You know, be careful, man. I'm telling you, you gotta be careful. It's like, it don't matter whether you in the car, in the whip, in the street, Central Park. Like, it's going down. Be careful. It's over. It's going down. New Jersey this week, talking about reports of an earthquake. You know, people said that we had an earthquake in New York about a week ago or so. You know, now they're talking about it had an earthquake in New Jersey. You know, do you think that it's going to be more and more earthquakes to be hitting the East Coast? Or is this just going to be a thing like now and then we won't get another earthquake for another 20 years? But let us know what you think. Hit us up at Mr. KGav on everything. XIG, you know, TikTok, YouTube. Or you can hit me up at Mr. KGav Beats at gmail.com. This week, Wesley Snipes was in the news. They talking about he will be returning as Blade. So many people wanted him to come out with a new Blade movie. They said he will be in the Marvel's Multiverse Saga, the new movies that's coming out. Wesley Snipes will be back, and it's just getting more and more interesting with everything that's going on, especially with these movies and these things that's happening in the multiverse. Also, I just want to say to everybody that, you know, likes the Marvel and the, you know, the different things, the comic books and, you know, all these different, you know, avenues and shows and stuff like that, I feel it's great. But I also feel like they need to start putting some new characters up, and they need to do some new heroes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just like, I don't know, I just think it was just fell off for a while. I think they was talking about a Dragon Ball Z movie, something like that. And that just looked real good. Real good. When I see it, I was like, oh, I would like something to see something like that. So definitely hit us up. Let us know if you've seen any trailers, any movies, any things that you think we should check out. Hit me up and let me know at Mr. KGav on everything, or Mr. KGav Beats at gmail.com. We always looking for comments, topics, questions, contributors. Hit me up every week. Brand new stories, trending stories, breaking news, hot topics is going down. You know, 20-year-old woman shot in the Bronx, out in the Longwood area, because she did not want to dance with the dude. Now, this is a perfect story of the things that I be saying. Like, it's just like, the people who's not, you know, oh, you don't want to dance, or shooting. Oh, you don't want to be with me, stabbing. You don't want to. You got to be careful. It's going down. People anywhere and everywhere. People is just saddest stories, man. Saddest stories I'm hearing. You know, I can only imagine my daughter calling me, telling me, yeah, dad, I got shot because I didn't want to dance with dude or something like that. It's just like, these types of stories is just, you would think like, hey, how? What? How? It don't even make sense. Out in Brooklyn, a boat was on fire in a trailer, you know, and they talking about they found a man dead in it. You know, our prayers and condolences to the families and people involved. You know, you hear stuff like that, you just be like, damn, bro, like, oh, man, with everything going on with all these children and this and that, it's just like, wow, man. Like, I'm so blessed and so happy to have my child and my family and my friends and people that support me and show me love, and I appreciate y'all too, and I love you too, and I'm going to keep doing these shows, I'm going to be pushing these podcasts out, and I'm going to be doing it, you know, and it's going down, man. But it's just like, you hear so many things, I'll be like, damn, man, sad stories, man, allegedly kills his ex-girlfriend in Harlem. You know, it's just so sad, bro. Like, supposedly she was supposed to go on a trip. She missed her trip, and then people was just like, something's wrong, whatever. Stabbed her, you know. It's just so sad, bro. Like, my prayers go out to that woman, you know. And just, man, you know, these dudes, they just can't, like, you see it. People's getting shot. They don't want to dance with you. The other girl in the news, she got killed. Dude, now you stabbing her. She don't want to be with you, I guess. I guess that's what it really comes down to. Like, and y'all just taking these people's lives and just taking these, you know, these daughters and these sisters and these, you know, mothers and all these. It's just crazy, man. Y'all gotta be careful. Please be careful. It's your families. Please be careful. You know, it's just sad, man. It's very sad. You hear about these stories. God bless that girl, man. And, oh, man. This week, the Brooklyn Half Marathon is going on this week. Thousands and thousands of people, upwards of 20,000 people, will be doing the half marathon. There will be closures. There will be streets blockings and stuff like that. Make sure you check online for all the changes that's going on. This week, Kim Kardashian met with Vice President Harris to talk about criminal justice reform. And I feel like that's very important, but I just think, like, there's so much going on. It's just hard to be like, you know, this and that. And I just, like, I appreciate people going and doing these, you know, conferences and talking to these people and try to come up with new ideas and new ways to, you know, get things good or better and try to help people and get people in a better place. It was going down. I appreciate all the love and the support. There's so much going on this week. April 30th, the Knicks versus the Sixers at MSG. Definitely check them out. It's definitely a thing to do. A movie in New York. Definitely a night at MSG. It's great. May 3rd, Andrew Schultz. If you know the comedian Andrew Schultz, lately he been going in on Diddy and Meek Mill and everybody else. Will be May 3rd, that's a Friday. Andrew Schultz, if you want a night out, you could go by yourself, you could bring a date. It's gonna be a night of laughs, funny. This is gonna be a great night. You can always go out, get a bite to eat, go somewhere, do this, do that. If you just wanna chill and watch a movie, check out a movie. I heard they got a new Planet of the Apes movie out. You know, that's just, people love those movies. The new Civil War movie I heard was very, very good. Seen some of the trailer. Definitely, if I had to choose, I would definitely choose Civil War. And Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters, they said has been doing really well at the box office and has been staying up there. I think, you know, they had a budget of $100 million and they made upwards of $140 million and climbing. So, a beautiful, beautiful movie. I love Ghostbusters. I seen some of it, and I definitely, like, this week I seen a picture of a Ghostbuster casket. I was just like, damn, like that, you know, not to not make a joke of it, but it's like, it seemed kind of like, I don't know, like, tempting, like, you the ghost now, because you died, you know what I'm saying, and you in a Ghostbuster casket. It just kind of was like, damn, It looked fly to me. Just personally, it just looked fly to me. But I seen that. I was just like, wow, they even have Ghostbuster caskets. But definitely, if you want to check out the movies, you go have a good time. I've even seen like custom, one of a kind, limited edition movie buckets they got, and things that they trying to offer. So definitely get your little gifts and little side things, commemorative things for the movies and all that. So it's a great time, man. I appreciate all the love and the support. If you got any comments, topics, questions, things going on in and around the city, hit me up at Mr. K Gav. We always looking for contributors. This month, Child Abuse Prevention Month, we are going to be promoting it every show this month. Child Abuse Prevention Month, I really do feel like they should be spreading awareness, and they should be helping these children, and that's a great cause. Child abuse prevention, man. I appreciate y'all love and support. Everybody on Spotify and Apple, Good Pods, thank you so much for checking out the show every week. We be in the building every week, breaking news, trending stories, hot topics, NY's recap with Mr. K Gav. We in the building. Like I always say, stay up and stay strong, NY. See you next week.